Teen girl with ponytails and braces shot to mind. He'd seen her a few times since, but he honestly couldn't conjure an image. He remembered her being shy and unassuming, always trying to fade into the background. She'd been at his parents' funeral, but he'd been too consumed with grief to pay attention to the young woman. How old would she have been then? Chrysander chuckled.
She's not so little anymore. She will have just graduated, was doing quite well. Intelligent girl.
But why are you getting a report on her?
Theron asked.
For God's sake, I thought she might be a former mistress, and the last thing I wanted was her causing trouble for Marley.
While your devotion to my wife is commendable, it's hardly necessary,
Chrysander said dryly. Then he sighed.
Our obligation to Bella had temporarily slipped my mind. My focus of late has been on Marley and our child.
What obligation?
Theron asked sharply.
And why haven't I heard of this before? Our fathers were longtime friends and business partners. Her father extracted a promise from our father that if anything should ever happen to him, that Isabella would be looked after. Our father preceded her father in death, so I assumed responsibility for her welfare when her father also passed away.
Then you should know that, according to this letter, she's arriving in New York 2 days from now.
Theron said. Chrysander cursed.
I can't leave Marley right now.
Of course you can't,
Theron said impatiently.
I'll take care of it, but I need details. The last thing you need right now is to be saddled with another concern. New York is my responsibility. I'll count this as yet another problem I've inherited when we traded offices.
Bella won't be any problem. She's a sweet girl. All you need to do is help her settle her affairs and make sure her needs are provided for.
She doesn't gain full control of her inheritance until she's 25, or she marries, whichever happens first. So in the meantime, Onatakis International acts as the trustee. As you are now the New York representative of Onatakis, that makes you her guardian of sorts.
Theron groaned.
I knew I should have bloody well made Pierce take over the New York office.
Chrysander laughed.
This will be a piece of cake, little brother. It shouldn't take you long at all to make sure she's settled and has everything she needs.
Isabella Kaplan had no sooner made it past the airport security checkpoint when she saw a man in a chauffeur's uniform holding a sign with her name on it. She held up a hand in a wave and made her way over. To her surprise, two other men stepped forward to flank her. Her confusion must have showed because the chauffeur smiled and said,
Welcome to New York, Ms. Kaplan. I'm Henry, your driver for today, and these gentlemen are from Mr. Onatakis' security detail.
Hi, she said.
I've arranged for someone to collect your luggage from baggage claim,
Henry said as he herded her toward the exit.
It will be delivered to the hotel shortly.
Outside, one of the security men held the limousine door open for her, then got in after her, while the second climbed into the front seat with Henry. Privacy wasn't in the cards, and what she really wanted to do was wilt all over her seat. Isabella leaned back as the limousine pulled away from the passenger pickup area en route to Imperial Park, the hotel owned by the Onatakis brothers. Chrysander had arranged a suite any time she visited New York. Not that it had occurred often. This trip had been planned as nothing more than a brief stopover on her way to Europe, a fact she'd apprised Chrysander of in her correspondence. All of that had changed the minute she'd received a terse missive from Theron Onatakis, informing her that he was now overseeing her affairs, and he would meet briefly with her in New York to make sure she had everything she needed for her trip abroad. He didn't know it yet, but her trip was a thing of the past. She was going to stay in New York. Indefinitely. The limousine pulled up in front of the hotel and ground smoothly to a halt. Her door opened and the security guard who'd ridden in front extended his hand to assist her out. Once inside the lobby, she was ushered immediately to her suite, bypassing the front desk altogether. Within 10 minutes, her luggage was delivered to her room, along with a bouquet of flowers and a basket filled with an assortment of snacks and fruits. If that wasn't enough, just as she settled onto the couch to kick off her shoes and catch her breath,